First of all, I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak here today for those listening. The halacha is that on Erev Pesach, before this man Issa, we mevatel chametz, we say kol chamira, we mevatel the chametz that we have. So the Rishonim in the beginning of the Masechet Pesachim bring down this thing. You bring it down, mekoyv for it, but by the same pasuk, tashpisos oim b'teichem. And they make a drasha that says tashpisos oim b'teichem. It doesn't say tevaru. Then they learn out from there the din of bittul chametz, that you can mevatel the chametz. Is the Rishonim going to discuss that what happens if someone has chametz in his rishus which he knows about? Chametz hayadua lo. I've had them in the Rabbanon, the Rishonim, it's clear that you have to go and burn it. The shaila is in the din Torah of tashpisu, does bittul work for this chametz, or do you have to go and burn the chametz? So the Ramban and the Ran both take on there clearly that in the din Torah of tashpisu, then you can go and battle the chametz, and you won't be able to issue by your own, you will be carrying the mitzvah of tashpisu. I've had them in the Rabbanon, you should go and burn it, but min haTorah works. If the Kesef Mishnah brings down a girsa, that in the Bedas Rambam, will state that bittul does not work for chametz yadu eloi. Only chametz which you don't know about can you battle, but chametz which you know about, you have to actually go and burn. It says that umay hashpatzu amor b'teira. What is the hashpatzu of hashtei in teira? Who should yaseh chametz yadu eloi mirushosoi? The chametz which is yadu eloi, he should take it out of his rishos. But she ain't yadu eloi, you vatlena b'liboi. What he doesn't know about, he should battle it b'liboi. Yaseh moisei ka'offer, and he should make it like offer. The Kesef Mishnah is Marich to explain the Divrei Rambam, and at the end he asks from a few Gemaras. He asks from, pick one Gemara, he asks the Gemara that Mem Test Mishnah state that if someone is on the way to Shecht his Korban Pesach, who is on the way to Bimal his son, and he remembers that he had Chomot in his house, is the Mishnah says that if he got time to go back to his house, burn the Chomot, and then come back to do the mitzvah, then that's what he should do. If he doesn't have time to go back to his house, burn the chametz, and then come back to Mekah in the mitzvah, then he should be mevatel the chametz b'liboi. So for the Kesef Mishnah, as it stated clear in the Mishnah, that you can, even chametz which you know about, bittul works. So how can the Rambam say that chametz which you know about, bittul does not work? It's mefurish in the Mishnah that it works. And he asked him a few other Gemaras, and his maskana is that this girsa in the Rambam is a tall sofa, and even the Rambam is masking to shitzer Rishonim that bittul works even by chametz yidu'aloi. And he brings down another girsa. But Achrayim bring down b'shem the Kolboy that b'das Rambam that he tackled learned this girsa and he learned halacha la that bittul only works by chametz which you don't know about. Chametz which you know about that you have, then bittul does not work. Is Achrayim after Mivare how the Kolboy is going to miyashiv the sugyos? And also we have to understand Misvara, where did the Kolboy see it in the sugyos? That bittul only works by chametz which you don't know about. I'm saying, as every Rishonim you bring down, there's din Torah of tashpisu, which they learn out because it says tashpisu and it doesn't say tevaru, which is that you can be vatel chametz. So, how did the Rambam understand what this bittul is? Well, the Rambam saw that it's only going to work for chametz which you don't know about. But chametz which you know about, then the Rambam saw misvara that it's not that for this you have to burn it and bittul's not going to work. Oh, it's not another Rambam. At the beginning of the Chumash Amat, the Rambam discusses the Issa Bali Ro'ah. And the Rambam says that the Issa Bali Ro'ah, not to have Chumash, is a lav, which you don't get Malkus for. The Rambam says that because the Issa is owning the Chumash, Issa is not to have the Chumash, so that is done through the Mitzvah of having Chumash, it's B'Shev Al Taaseh. So the Rambam, that this, if you're over this lav and you have chametz in your house on Pesach, then you don't get malchus for it. That's the cloud of the Gemara Malchus, that you only get malchus for a lav sheyesh by meisah. But like the Rambam, that if you koin a chametz on Pesach, or you make chametz on Pesach, someone goes to buy chametz, then in that case you will get malchus because he will over the issa through meisah. Is you do have the kasha from the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch had the kasha from another Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Geneva brings down the Issa Torah not to have mishkolos, which are the wrong middah. The Issa Torah to have in your house weights If you have a weight, which is a kilo weight, and you have it, and really it only weighs 950 grams, so it's going to lead to Ganeva. It's a Torah to have such weights. Then the Rambam also says that you don't get Malkus for having such weights, because the Issa is to have them, and that's a Lav Sheim B'maisa. And then the Rambam is Sosam. The Rambam doesn't be Mechalak and say that if you buy these weights or you make these weights, then you're over the Issa. Then you get Malkus. The question is, Chaya, as maybe the Rambam is Chomun to Pesach, but in the Lav of Baliroa, the Rambam says that you when you buy a maker, then because you're being over the Issa through a Maisa, then you get Malkus. So Hadin by the Issa Mishkelos, where Chaya is the same Issa, it's the Issa not to have. Isn't that both Isurim not to have something in your house, which if you go and buy it or you go and make it, then you should be getting Malkus. Is Chayra, the Rambam in Hilchos Chometz Matzah, which says that when you buy or you make Chometz on Pesach, you're over the Issa through a Maisa, and therefore you get Malkus, in itself needs an explanation, because the Issa of Bali Motzah, not to have Chometz, is an Issa, Pashtos, you understand, is an Issa of having Chometz, not owning Chometz on Pesach. So if you go through the story slowly, what's happening when someone buys Chometz, then he's not being directly over the Issa of having Chometz through a Maisa. He's buying Chometz, and the result of buying Chometz is that he's going to own the Chometz, and now he's in a situation when he's over the Issa. But the actual Issa of having Chometz is not being over through an Idei Maisa. The Maisa is just action, which the result of that is that you're over Issa. But a normal Issa, the Issa Torah of Achilles Chaza, Chulo, all these Asurim, then you're over the Issa through a Maisa. Down here, you're not being over the Issa through a Maisa. You're doing a Maisa, and the consequence of that is that you're going to be in a situation when you'll be over the Issa. And Minoli La Rambam, that even for such a lab where you're over, where the Issa isn't directly through a Maisa, you get Malkus. Is Ulay Yashleimat Miyashiv, these two Kashas, that the Rambam does not understand that the Issa of Bali Ra, Bali Motzah, not to have Chometz, is simply just not to own Chometz. Rambam understood that the Issa of Bali Ra, Bali Motzah is more than that. The Issa is not to be Mekayim in Chometz. It's Issa not to, it's not within the ownership that you shouldn't be in a situation where you own Chometz. It's Issa not to hold onto the Chometz, not to be Machzik the Chometz, not to be Mekayim the Chometz. It's not just simply in the ownership. To bring out this point, how it's Miyash of the Rambam, I'll bring out the Klara, that if the Issa is not to be hold on to it, not to give this thing a Kiyum, then when you're buying it, what you're doing is you're giving Chometz and Pesach, you're holding on to Chometz and Pesach. It's an action of the Issa. If the Issa is holding on to it, then what you're doing is you're going and holding on to it by buying it. You're going and being Mekayim it. If the Issa is simply owning it, then it's going to be a result of the Maisa. But if the Issa is owning it, is holding on to it, be Mekayim it, be Machzik it, then Yashleima, it's Choluk to the case of Mishkolos. The case of Mishkolos, where the Issa is the ownership, then down there, Avada the Rambam said, isn't Mechaluk, and if you buy Chomot, or you make, sorry, if you buy Mishkolos, or you make Mishkolos, then Avada, you're not going to get Malkus, because it's only a result of the action that you come to the Issa. Asha'in came by Chometz and Pesach, where it's not a result of the action where you come to the Issa. The Issa is to hold on to it, to be machzik it, to be mekayim it. Then the Rambam says down there that when you buy it or you make it, then you get Malkus because you are over the Issa through a Maisa. With this, maybe we can go back to the other question which we asked. We were trying to understand how the Rambam understood what the Gedda of Bittul Chometz is, and therefore the Rambam was Mechalot between Chometz, which you know about, and Chometz, which you don't know about. If the Issa Teyo of Bali Roy is an Issa not to hold on to Chometz, not to be Machzik Chometz, not to be Mekayim Chometz, then what Bittul Chometz has to do, Bittul Chometz has to make it make it that you're not being Machzik the Chometz anymore. You're not being Mekayim the Chometz anymore. It has to be an opposite of Kiyum. And if you look at the Lashon Rambam, the Rambam says, "Maya shpasu amur b'teira, shivatil achometz b'liboy." He should be mivatil the chometz in his b'liboy. V'yachshiv oisoik offer, and he should consider it as if he offer. V'yosim b'liboy she'ein b'shusik chometz klal. He should consider that he doesn't have in his rishus any chomer. The Rambam is married to explain that you have to be beliber. You have to be that you're not matched with chomer. As far as you're concerned, you've got no need for this chomer. There's no tzarich for it. It's not. As far as you're concerned, it's a shtick offer. It's the chomet is chomet, but if you are making it that you are not being matched with chomet at all, you're not, as far as you're concerned, it's worth nothing, it's not in your resource, then you aren't holding on to chomet. What's happening is there is chomet here, but you are not being matched with chomet, you're not being mekayim chomet. As far as you're concerned, it's offer. A mela, if we're going to say as though that the gedder of bittel chomet is not chalois of like as if some shenim learn bittel is making a hefka or the other shenim learn it's a din teira of tashbisur. If you were saying it, it's possible mitzias if you are machshavei as offer and you're machshavei that you don't have any need for this chomet at all, then it directly it's going to work out mitzias. You're not over the issa that you're not being machshavei. Oh, in kain. And Ulay is mocking to Michal, I've been Chomet Yedorah and Chomet Shein Yedorah. If someone has Chomet in his house, which he knows about, he knows on the table he's got Chomet. And he goes and he says, Kol Chamir, and he's battled the Chomet. That in itself, that he has the Chomet in his house, which, and he doesn't go and be Mavari, meaning he's got Shtip Chomet, he can go and burn, he doesn't go and burn, that shaft, that makes it that he's been maxing the Chomet. Very nice, he says, I'm machzik, as far as I'm concerned, it's worth nothing. But the actual fact that you have chomet and you don't go and burn it, that's good for shaf that you are being machzik chomet. In Ochanami, maybe, you, as far as you're concerned, it's offer, but there's another reason which is making it that you are being machzik chomet, because there is chomet in your house and you're not getting rid of it. That is making it that you are holding on to chomet. So it would possibly be Yashav where the Rambam saw the mokum to mechalak between chomet yedorle and chomet sheini yedorle, because the way the Rambam understood what bittul chomet is that you just it's not being mekayim chomet, not holding on to chomet, then that's only going to work by chomet sheini yedorle. But chomet which is yedorle, he knows about the chomet, then b'metzias does good as he has the chomet, is chatting that he's being machzik the chomet. Oh, in Cain is pasul miyushev the kasha that we asked from the Mishnah and Daf Mem test. What was the case there? The case there was that someone went to do a mitzvah, and the shaila was, does he have enough time to go back, burn the chomet, and then come again and do his mitzvah? If he doesn't have enough time, then we're not going to have this svara anymore that the fact that he has chomet on his table and he doesn't go and burn it makes it that he's being machzik with chomet, because he doesn't have enough time. He can't go back and burn it. In Ochanami, it's chomet which is yadualoi. He knows he has it, but the whole problem of chomet yadualoi is because he can go and burn it, and he doesn't go and burn it, then that shaft that he's holding onto this chomet. But in a case where it's yeshuloi, when it's yeshuloi lachzoi levari, then avada it's not going to be stand up as he's being machzik the chomet. So all he has to do is be mevatel the chomet, and then he's not going to be over the issa valyar anymore, and you're going to mekayim the mitzvah tashbisu. There are one more gemara which mikufya maybe looks a bit more shvayt miyashav, but with the rachinim anyway mekayim it in a case where it's ef shaloi to burn it, so you can say the same terrors. But akuponim lefi that would be miyashav the Daz Rambam. Finish off the Rambam in Perek Gimel comments about so the mamish. His mamash meduka. The Rambam zok, as if someone isn't mevatel the chomet on erev Pesach, and the Rambam la'achas shal shishes he's over the isa teira bali ra bali motze. But the Rambam that the chayin shari loy biya v'loy bittul. The reason why he's over bali ra bali motze is shari loy biya v'loy bittul. Kipshuto the lashon Rambam is sarachin gadol that the reason why he's over the isa bali ra bali motze is because you have chomet. Of a lefia now that the issa teira is not to be mekayim chomet, and the chiyuv is to do an ikiyum to make sure you're not holding on to chomet. So the reason why you're able to issa is because you didn't go and do something. You didn't go and not be mekayim chomet. That shaft that you're being mekayim chomet, that loy bia loy bittel, then that guf is what you're able to issa. It's not just because you have the chomet. It's because loy bia loy bittel, that is why you're able to issa by your own.